You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. You know, I've been following the Senate hearing in the United States for the confirmation of Donald Trump's nominee into his government. And this is what is done generally in a lot of democratic countries around the world, depending on the system of government that you operate. It's the same thing that operates in my country. There are those that must be confirmed by the Senate, though nominated by the president. Now, but specifically, this January 2025, I've been watching the hearings of the confirmation hearing of some of Donald Trump's nominees. And this is what I noticed. Every single one of them, the basis of attack, the basis of questioning greatly, is what they had said in the past. What they have said, every one of them, every one of them. I was just wondering that I just wish there would be a nominee that had never said anything that they could hold against that nominee. But all of them had something they could hold against them. Every one of them. So the senators, what they have done is to go and look for everything these people have said, whether in their books, in a podcast, on a TV interview. It could have been 20 years ago. So all the senators that were going to ask them questions, they armed themselves with what these men have said. It is what they have said that becomes the basis of questioning and sometimes even attack. It's very important what we say. Can you imagine? That is still within a human system. Human beings understand that what you say is important. There was a time that they could say it and get away with it. But now that they are seeking position, now that they want to enter into a government, now that they will be in trust for people, then what they say matters. I want to say to you, if that is how it is in the world, how do you think it is in the kingdom of God? Do you think we should be careless with our words? I was listening to a sister one day and I became afraid. She was telling me that she was in a situation, and in that situation, she remembered my message. And she said, "This is what Broshegun said." And so I did what Broshegun said. I became afraid. In my heart, I was like, "Why? Just do what scripture says. Why are you saying you did what Broshegun said?" But I said it. Thank God it was right. And, you know, it occurred to me that what we are preaching, people are hearing it, they are taking it, and they are implementing it in their lives. God forbid that we should speak lie. We should speak heresy. We should speak things that would destroy their lives. Brethren, what you say matters. There are marriages today. The end of that marriage is because of what somebody said. If they had kept quiet. Did you know that sometimes the Holy Spirit is prompting you to keep quiet? But you don't see the reason or the need to keep quiet. So you keep talking. Unknown to you, you were being recorded. In today's world, people record what people say. Don't think every phone call you make is just a phone call and that's where it ends. Somebody one day played my phone call to me. Recently, just a few days ago, somebody sent me a chat of our chat. She took a screenshot of it and then sent it to me because there seems to be a prophecy that is now being fulfilled in her life. So she sent me the screenshot. Imagine if it was a sex chat I was having with her. Brethren, what we say, whether with our hands, whether with our voice, it matters. Did you know the scripture says, a fool, if he keeps his mouth shut, he will be considered to be wise. Moreover, when Jesus now say, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. Please, if you don't understand something, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Some of you that love defending false prophet, that you are almost literally worshiping men, and you think you are still doing church, and you will defend them, men that you don't know what they are doing in their rooms, men that you don't know their state. All you see them on TV, and you will defend them. You will fight for them. Be very careful. Every idle word, you will give account on the day of judgment. It's not my opinion. This is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by thy word, thou shalt be justified, and by thy word, thou shalt be condemned. Please don't play with the name of the Lord. Don't joke with the things of God. Don't make comedy with the word of God. Don't make comic with sacred things. Be very careful. There was a lady, she had an issue with her husband. And while they were talking, do you know there are things that are said in confidence? What this lady was saying was being recorded. Guess what the husband did? He forwarded it to all the families, all his families and the families of the lady. You know, some things were said in a context, and in that context, it is just for that person to understand certain things. But when you make those things public, then the person who said it becomes an enemy of everybody. Maybe there was a prompting in her spirit that day and say, keep quiet, keep quiet, keep quiet. But she didn't obey. Many women have destroyed their marriage because they refused the promptings of the Holy Spirit to keep quiet. Please, brethren, keep quiet. Let your mouth be deployed only when God wants to deploy your mouth. Don't engage in gossip. Don't just sit down. Some of you love to just be on the phone and just talk and talk about this place, talk about your place of work, talk about the pastor, and endless talk that is not that there is a substance in it. It's not that there is a need to discuss something in order to be able to take an action. It is just endless talk about people. I beg you, please be very careful. I pray that your mouth will be used to glorify God and not to condemn you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.